Hello, this is Melanie from Stories and Songs, Writing the Lyrics. In today's episode, I want to talk with you about you, your purpose, and why we write lyrics. For me, when it comes to writing, no matter if it's novels or lyrics, I use my words as a means to communicate with my audience and deliver a meaningful message that has the power to make an impact on them. And I guess, since you are here, you have the same desire. You want to be heard because you have something to say about life. And what you have to say matters. But communicating what we have to say in a way that matters to other people isn't that easy. We can't be preaching to the choir. We can't take the role of a parent and say, "Don't do this because it leads to blah, blah, blah." We all know that no one listens if you preach it to them. On the other hand, if we are direct and say it bluntly, people might hear our words, but they will not care or take them seriously. We could also just write an academic paper and explain why our message is so important. But who's ever going to read some bulky volume like that? That's why in today's episode, we talk about a storytelling principle that helps you deliver your message in a way that affects lives, changes minds, touches hearts, and makes an impact. Because what it all comes down to is that we, as songwriters, lyricists, and storytellers, have an amazing power to influence people's lives and make a positive, even life-changing contribution. But that only works if we rely on one of the most basic and most important storytelling principles. What that is? Well, you're about to find out. So the big question is this: how do singer-songwriters who want to keep writing their own lyrics and stay true to who they are without taking on an image the industry wants them to, and who believe their songs have a greater purpose, how do they write lyrics in a way to help them stand out from the crowd, yet still reach a larger audience and get skyrocketing sales? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Melanie Naumann, and welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. Before we start, let me throw this question at you. What is it you want to achieve with your lyrics? What experience do you want to create for your listeners? Do you want to create an uplifting experience that makes them appreciate life or love or something particular in life? Do you want to show them that they are not alone? Do you want to give them a place to feel safe with their emotions or help them express something they just can't find the words for themselves? Maybe you want to shatter how they see the world to help them change their lives for the better. And perhaps you want to wrap your lyrics into an entertaining listening experience that keeps your audience listening from the first line to the last. All noble goals. But before you can write lyrics with that wonderful power, we should discuss one foundational storytelling principle. If you are new to this podcast, you might wonder what storytelling has to do with writing lyrics. Maybe you don't aim for narrative songwriting, and that's okay. When we talk about storytelling, think about the craft and not a full long-form story per se. As writers, no matter what kind, we aim to tell stories or narratives that have the power to make a lasting impact on our audience. And that's our goal as songwriters as well. We want to hook our audience and connect with them. And the only way that's even possible is by using the craft of storytelling, because that craft doesn't only belong to the world of books and movies. For example, that fundamental structure of story that we are talking about in this episode works across every medium, be it an epic fantasy story, literary masterpieces, novels, jokes, or even songs. So what is that fundamental structure of every narrative that works? How is it called? It's the Five Commandments of Storytelling. And in this episode, and the ones that will follow, you will learn what those five commandments of storytelling are and how they work together to create a cohesive and compelling arc to deliver a meaningful message. Which means to be able to communicate what matters to you in a way that it will matter to others as well. And the origin of those five commandments can be found in psychological research and the analysis of stories that have stood the test of time, and in song lyrics as well. The commandments have gained popularity through extensive studies and further exploration within the story grid. That's the methodology I use as an editorial tool. But again, we will talk about that storytelling principle and how it applies to writing lyrics. If you are ready, this skill will help you communicate what matters to your audience in a way that makes them want to listen to you. And besides, it will also help you make your writing more effective and impactful. But before we talk about each of those five commandments, I want to rewind and talk with you about why it's so important to us to get heard and get our message across. Because only if you have that inner drive to make an impact on someone's life will you actually care about how you can truly achieve this. And we will get to that in a minute. But since our role as a songwriter or lyricist is so important, I want to take the time and talk about why that is. When we write lyrics, we do that because either we, as singer or someone else, shall sing those lines to an audience. That means we want our lines communicated to an audience as a song. So the content of the lyrics is what we have to say. And if we treat our lyrics with the care they deserve, we know they are the means to impact someone's life. After all, as artists, we have something to say about life, and our lyrics are how we pass that message on to our audience, maybe even long after we've moved on to greener pastures. And some people say, oh, that hurts me to say it out loud, but they say stories and lyrics are dead. If that was true, why has Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance become an anthem for an entire generation? A song that millions of people listen to over and over again. That song tells a fully worked out story that is so well constructed. Every time I listen to that song, I follow the song's line by line, following the song's character's journey of discovering the truth about himself, and finally being able to truly become the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned. So the argument of saying stories in lyrics are dead is not valid when they say, for example, once you have heard the story, it's boring to hear it again. Is that really true? So why do we listen to songs over and over again? Using the craft of storytelling has the power to hook and engage your audience, captivate them, evoke emotions, and provide a meaningful takeaway. Storytelling is a powerful way to deliver a message people usually block out. Because at its core, narratives help us survive, thrive, or derive meaning in the world. That's why we listen, because they can help us. And they do so in a very compelling, interesting, and engaging way. And great songwriters understand the impact the power of storytelling has on the audience. I mean, humans have been telling stories for thousands of years, and it's not just because it was a cheap form of entertainment, but because stories capture the human condition. They are the easiest way to relate to others. They once helped us to survive by teaching us how to slay a mammoth or avoid the saber-toothed tiger, but now they help us on every level with our universal human needs. No matter if it's aimed at helping us survive, find safety, love, esteem, or even help us to grow as a person. So without story, our lives would be less rich and a lot scarier. Stories allow us to make sense of the world and pass on wisdom. Without well-crafted and meaningful stories, the wisdom of ages will follow the footsteps of cassette tapes, CDs, and 8-track tapes. But vinyl is a whole different story, right? The vinyl story compels its customers because it captures the love and devotion people have for its richness and depth. Playing records is an experience, and vinyl gives people a unique and compelling experience. It's the story of how you found the record, your turntable, the artwork. So again, stories matter. And vinyl knows that. It's not just about a gadget that helps you achieve your goal. What makes vinyl so special is the story behind it. So stories matter. And if we have something to say that matters, we wrap it in a story. That's how we deliver a message that people pay attention to. It's like a form of persuasion. Persuasion works best when you convince the audience they've decided to change on their own. That's the power of story. And if we want to achieve that, we have to spin a tale that people will believe. We need to make it personal and compelling by allowing the listener to use their imagination. Our imagination follows stories and puts us in the main character's shoes. Their problems, ideas, and goals become ours. And the song has a main character or protagonist too. And when we give that character a goal, the audience starts to care about them. When we address a problem, they identify with them. They connect with that character and are willing to follow them on their journey. And we watch how they face obstacles and dilemmas and how they grow and change as a person. And along the way, the listener changes too. Because once we identify or connect with the song's character, we experience the narrative at a different, more intimate level. And we learn the core message on our own. No one needs to preach it to us. We get to the big takeaway all by ourselves. And the beauty of storytelling is that they speak to everyone. It's a human thing. And songs that harness the power of storytelling are the ones that capture the audience's attention, engage them, connect with them, and deliver a meaningful message. But poorly written songs don't impact us because we miss the experience. And so, to write powerful lyrics that can change people's lives, we have to rely on the fundamental principles that make a story work. The five commandments of storytelling. Now, to start with how we define the five commandments of storytelling, let me provide you with the definition by the Story Grid. Every effective story has five critical components that work together to communicate a message in a way that bypasses critical minds to touch their audience's hearts and change their worldviews. These components are the five commandments of storytelling. The five commandments ensure that your story resonates with your audience to communicate the message you want to convey. The five commandments accomplish this because they stimulate psychological patterns that people use to solve problems and process change. And they follow patterns found in stories that have stood the test of time. As you can see from this definition, we need the five commandments of storytelling to communicate our message. Because if we have something to say that matters, and we want it that it matters to other people as well, using the five commandments as a storytelling tool is the way to accomplish that. But now let's talk a little more about the message we want to communicate in our songs. That message is like the lesson of the song's narrative. It's the seed the listener will take away from the narrative, and it will grow in their minds until it may even change how they see the world. But of course, we can't write the lyrics if we don't know what we have to say. That's why we should be clear about what message we want our listeners to take away from our song. So firstly, we have to decide if we tell a prescriptive or cautionary tale. Shall the narrative end on a positive or negative note? Will the lyric's narrative move from a good place to a bad one or one that's even better? Or will it move from bad to worse or bad to good? And that valence is also included in the song itself. When you look at the music, think of it as not only playing one note, but going up and down on the scale to have contrast. In lyric writing, you either want to go up or go down from the external or internal situation of your song's character. So there is change involved. And the lyric's message is made up of the narrative's value shift, that change or valence shift, and the actions of your song's main character, because our character's action is the reason for that positive or negative outcome. More specifically, it is their decision, their action, their motor action after they have made a choice after facing a turning point. And we will talk about that character action when we talk more about each of those commandments. But for now, that action, as I already said, refers to a character's decision after they had hit a turning point that threw them into a dilemma where they had to make a binary choice. And again, their decision, which is shown in their action, leads to an outcome that shows the change from their initial external and/or internal situation. So either their situation changes and/or the way they see the world. In the upcoming episodes of the Five Commandments series, we'll focus on pinpointing those moments that matter the most to communicate our message. And we also focus on how we can evaluate the character's action to be able to decide if the lyrics carry a prescriptive or cautionary message. Because when it comes to it, the message is expressed through those five commandments. They help us communicate what matters to us. And to do that, we have to break down our message into those five pieces that will create the arc of our lyrics narrative and the change in our character situation or worldview that will occur over that arc. And this again forms the message of our lyrics or what we have to say. And it's presented in a way that will matter to others because they have experienced it with our song's character. So that takeaway through the presented outcome is much more meaningful and impactful. So the five commandments of storytelling are an important concept when it comes to what you have to say. They are the foundational principle of stories, or call them the five vital requirements of a narrative that works. In short, those five commandments are the inciting incident, the turning point progressive complication, the crisis, the climax, and the resolution. And we have talked about those five commandments before, but I think it's time to dive deeper and really talk about each of those in more detail since they play such an important part in communicating not only your character's external or internal journey, but also communicating your message in the most effective and impactful way. Those five commandments make all the difference, especially when we put them into practice and incorporate them into our writing. Then we level up our craft right away. They are really that important because they ensure that there's a meaningful change happening in your lyrics narrative and that can be clearly seen between your narrative's beginning and end. And that's again how we communicate what we have to say in a way that it starts to matter to other people as well. So I hope you can see that the five commandments of storytelling aren't just a valuable tool for novelists. They are as important for lyricists because they help you write powerful lyrics. They are the key to communicating your message to your audience so that they are interested and willing to listen. In the upcoming episodes, we'll talk about each commandment, how you can use it, and what options you have. And we'll work with many song examples that will accompany us through our Five Commandments study. At the end of that Five Commandments series, you'll be able to take your listeners through an amazing journey in your lyrics, a journey that will make a lasting impact on them. So if you don't want to miss any of the upcoming episodes, subscribe to the Stories and Songs podcast. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Eure Melanie.